on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We are here every single Saturday for our Arizona homeowners. Let's get to them. Jim Catalina, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. Apparently, I missed the opportunity to plant a tree 25 years ago, so I'm going to try today.
All right.
I've got a space on the south side of the house, and I want to leave enough room to park an RV there. And so that means I need to get some trees there that as close to the house as I can. And I'd like to get a recommendation for a tree that can get close to the house, foundation-wise, and what that tree might be and what the distance would be.
Well, how close are you talking?
Well, the place is wide open. I'd like to get it within 5 to 7 feet of the house, if it's possible.
And what do you want this tree to accomplish?
To shade for heat.
The house. The house or the RV?
Right, the house.
Okay. Well, you know, instead of a tree, I would probably recommend a large shrub. That's getting pretty close to the house for a tree. You know, 5 or 6 feet, you know, for a lot of trees, that's getting pretty close. Now, there's some things that are large growing, you know, shrubs that would get big enough to still shade your house but wouldn't have the root system that a tree has that might be, you know, disruptive to the house, or the tree that would canopy back over the house or the roof to do damage there. Things like, in Catalina, things like privet, Japanese privet would get big enough to do that. Our native dodenea or hop seed would be a good choice for there. So there's a couple of things that would get good sized. You could plant them, you know, within 4 or 5 feet of the house with no issue, and they would still shade the house.
My first mind went to a trellis, a vine and a trellis. That would
or
be
a
another
vine.
Option as
yeah,
well.
Another option would be to use vines on the house because they would do just the same thing. So you could use honeysuckle. Probably star jasmine would work fine, you know, not knowing what side of the house he's on. But, you know, Catalina's what, about 4,000 feet, 3,500 feet?
Every bit of it, I would
say. So probably star jasmine, even in full sun, would be fine there. Honeysuckle would sure work. So there's a couple of good vines as well. If it's just shading the house, you know, you don't really need a tree to do that necessarily if you've got tight quarters.
Jim, we appreciate the call, and I want to make sure that you know about the Magic Garden Nursery in Tucson on 22nd Street. If you were listening last week, Tony Sarah, actually the son of the owners, came down, did the show with us from Saba. Really just a great family operation. It's not quite as old as Harper's. Is that 70 year or 69?
Starting our 70th year. Just Woo! Celebrated 69.
Congratulations. Yeah. But
feels like it.
For Tucson, it's the Magic Garden Nursery. Julie, we've been teasing recipes, and
yes.
My mouth has been watering since you were talking about this, your pickling recipe.
Yes, well, this is Mom's. I call it Penny's Fresh Cucumber Delight, and you can find it on Fill Your Plate, just sourced by the product. In this case, the main ingredient is cucumbers. 1 or 2 fresh cucumbers sliced, a whole onion, white vinegar or apple cider vinegar, salt and pepper to taste, and then sprinkle a little sugar on there if you want to just take the edge of that tartness. I don't because I love the tartness, but it's just an easy, simple recipe. And since we're planting a lot of our summer veggies like cucumbers, it's an ideal one. Mother used to do it for us every summer, and we literally treated it like a snack. You know, you think you want to come home and have something sweet? We'd pull out Mom's fresh cucumber delight, and you just stick it in the icebox to chill overnight, and you're set. So it's very good. We have all sorts of recipes like that. Okra, another great summer veggie, and there's so many fun recipes you can do with okra. If you source okra on Fill Your Plate, same thing. All sorts of delightful recipes.
Well, I love this cucumber. My wife is a pickle connoisseur.
Oh, she'll love it.
And we tried to do our own pickles. Mount Olive just has us beat. I mean, we tried those. And we're like, all right, we're just buying pickles. We'll find something else to do with the cucumber. So
yes.
We've got something now.
Now try it and tell me later what you think of it, because it's so simple, it's almost ridiculous, but it's just very tasty.
Outstanding. And that's fillyourplate.org, and I would select cucumber.
Cucumber.
Very
Boy,
good.
But between the Meyer Lemon question earlier and the tart pickle cucumber.
You're puckered up a little?
I'm drooling all over this keyboard.
Let's see how we can help Sherry and Awatuki. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I have a ocotillo in my front yard. It's probably about 20 feet tall. We've lived here since 95. It's always had leaves on it. This year I have beautiful blooms at the top. No leaves, but the stalks are very green.
Well, if it's blooming, you know, it's obviously alive and the stalks would be green. Ocotillas, you know, grow leaves as a function of generally moisture and generally, you know, wintertime moisture. And we just haven't had very much. You can water them, you know, maybe once a month, go out and, you know, fill up, build a little well around it and give it a real good drink about once a month. That will generally keep some leaves on them. And that's probably what it's lacking. It's just you see some that have leafed out this year and some that are doing exactly what yours are. I was in a yard the other day that had one that was leafed out and blooming, one that was just blooming. So it's just a function of wintertime moisture or the lack thereof.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Back to our calls right after this.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.